And joining me right now here on the phone line from the Commonwealth of Virginia, he is superstar radio, TV, theater actor, and he's my good friend, Kerry James. Kerry, how you doing today?
Well. What's shaking, Mark?
No.
Look what the cat dragged in. Our good friend, Mark Moses, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've been missing you, Mark, and I got to tell you, this morning I was thinking about you. So, you know, I've been going to the gym a lot lately, and I wear these T-shirts when I go to work out, you know, regular cotton T-shirt. I just sweat. It's just like it's like I jumped in the pool or something, right? I'm disgusting. And I have these like soaking wet cotton T-shirt on. So I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe I should wear like an athletic workout shirt, right? That way it absorbs moisture. I won't look so gross. And there won't be so much, you know, sweat attached to me. I looked around somewhere. I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got the Mark Moses Show workout shirt that you gave me. Like, it's a good workout shirt, right? I was like, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot about this. So I put on the Mark Moses Show shirt. I go to the gym. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm like finally looking kind of cool. And I go to work out, and I finish, and the shirt is actually wetter than the other shirts I normally wore. So I'm like twice as disgusting wearing the Mark Moses Show shirt.
That's what you wanted to talk about, huh? That's it. It's a fine shirt. It is. It's a good logo as well.
It's a great shirt. I just couldn't believe that it was just, I looked more disgusting afterwards.
As you should.
Maybe I don't wear it right.
See, like, you think you're the most famous person wearing that shirt. No, you're not. You're not the most famous, the most powerful. I presented that T-shirt, but it was in black, to the president and CEO of Cumulus Media, Miss Mary Berner. She has my shirt, and she's like, Mark, thanks for the shirt. I was jogging in Central Park in your shirt. I was like, that's right.
Yeah, well,
that's what it is.
I was jogging in Charlottesville, and I couldn't pull it off.
You couldn't do it, huh?
But listen, this is the real reason I'm calling you. So look,
all right.
I know you want to come up to Charlottesville for a football game in the fall, and that's cool. But I want you to come a little sooner than that, and here's why.
Okay.
I just today was gifted, you know, I work in radio. I was gifted two tickets to see Culture Club, Boy George, and Culture Club this summer at Wolf Trap on September 1st. Two tickets to go see Boy George and Culture Club, Wolf Trap, September 1st. Mark, I want you to come up with and go to this show with me. And just listen before you say no.
Mm-hmm.
Boy George, great singer, great songwriter, funny, hilarious, smart, great band, catchy tunes, right? I mean, this guy's brave, he's colorful, he's exciting. Boy George, it's just like, this would be so much fun. But here's how I think I can really get you to come.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be 80% of the people there are going to be women our age. So, Mark, think about this. Finally, the odds will be in our favor. So you got to come see the Boy George with me. Can you do it?
Where is this concert at?
This concert is at Wolf Trap, which is like...
What is that?
Like Maryland. Maryland, north of D.C.
You want me to fly to Maryland to see Boy George in concert? That's what you want me to see. Maryland.
Yes. I think this will be so much fun. But like I'm telling you, there's going to be 80% women there.
All right. Let's look at this calendar for this insane idea. That's a Thursday night. So Thursday night before Labor Day weekend is the dumbest idea possible. Why is this not? Like, can you imagine? Hey, I need to take off Thursday before Labor Day. I got something very important going on. Where are you going, Mark? I have to go up to Maryland to see Boy George in concert. What?
Come on.
They'd have an intervention with me at work and for my family. Okay. Oh, man.
Well, just try.
Are you going to take off work to drive to Maryland for Boy George.
Oh, yeah, it's only 2 hours. It's like 2 hours from here.
See, that's funny you brought this up, Kerry, because here at work, we got extra passes to see The Weeknd in concert, and it's at Tampa. Cool. So it's in Tampa at the Buccaneers Stadium. But from where we live, that would take you to get there after work. It's tonight, by the way. It would take two and a half hours. I'm like, I'm not driving that long for The Weeknd. I'm not. If it was, and this is the point I made yesterday, if it was Michael Jackson got resurrected from the dead and he's performing one night only, there I would drive that far.
I would.
Well, all right. Well, look, nobody knows how long these artists are going to be around, right? I don't know if Culture Club's going to tour again. I don't.
Yes, they will.
It's going to be exciting. Like, they're great songs. And, like I said, you know, the odds, Mark. Oh. The odds.
All right, so here's what happened. So his girlfriend said, I'm not going. Then he asked his brother, and the brother says, I'm not going. So where am I exactly on this?
So I call one of my best friends who lives five states away and ask him to fly up.
Okay, so I do a segment called This Day in Dumb. If I took off multiple days of work, spent thousands of dollars to see Boy George in concert, yeah, that's got to be Hall of Fame, one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Oh, come on, man. What? Just think about it. Just think about it. You don't have to answer right now. Just think about
it. Is The Cure going to be there as well?
No, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. So, did you...
Mark, please.
What?
Do you really want to hurt me?
You're so corny. All right.
is that what you're trying to do here?
Kerry, if they said we built a time machine, but you can only go one way and you can never come back, and they said, Kerry, we could send you to like 1985. Would you go do it?
Oh my God, that's the year Live Aid. You know, July 13th. Come on.
You're so funny.
And by the way, Boy George sang on Do They Know It's Christmas Time and was a very prominent voice on that.
You know, oh.
Kind of mentioning the whole Live Aid. I don't think he performed at Live Aid, but he was a big part of the Do They Know It's Christmas Time. So just, you know, think about that.
So I like where NFL football is going to start tonight with the Hall of Fame game. But you want to call in to see if I can go to Maryland to a Boy George concert. So funny.
Sorry.
It's all right. Are those your 2 points? You wore my T-shirt to the gym and let's go to Boy George. Is that it? Or is there something else?
No, that's it. That's
all right.
You're good?
Here's what I want you to know. My good friend, Kerry James. So, you know, you're a Cowboys fan. You're a disgruntled Cowboys fan. And
yes, but we are the most valuable team in the league.
Oh, I know. $7 billion. Even the value's even more than the New York Yankees, the most valued franchise in North America. But what's interesting is your owner, Jerry Jones, he constantly wants to be in the spotlight. And he wants to be the man. And he's, you know, the most popular and the craziest. Like, he's his own sitcom after a while. But you know what? I think someone beat him this week for craziest owner in the NFL. Are you ready for this?
Yes. What?
Yes.
Who?
His name is Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Who?
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Yes.
And look at the two people he approaches. The two people who've been caught for doing bad things in the NFL, both been penalized for it. What a shocker.
That's right. I forgot about Sean Payton, where he was suspended for a year.
Yeah.
For
both of them got into trouble. Who does he go to cause trouble? Hey, I bet these guys will do it. They've already been, you've gotten in trouble before. I bet I could, you know, lure them. Yep.
Well, and the point I've been making on the air is, in typical Dolphins fashion, anytime they try to execute something, they botch it and blow it. And even in this, even in cheating and tampering, they don't get either person. So the typical Dolphins, they can't even do it right. They can't even cheat correctly. The worst. And then I saw this stat. I don't know if you know this, Kerry. So they had some stat where they're like, okay, the only time in the history of the NFL someone's been penalized where they lose a first-round pick, 3 times. They all involve Tom Brady somehow. What? So,
of course.
So, what's called Spygate, Deflategate,
yeah.
And what is this, Tampering Gate? What is this exactly? It's amazing.
Right.
It is. Steve Ross. But, dude.
Excuse me, Kerry. They can do whatever they want. There's no consequence.
All right. See, I think.
Or if there is, it's very little.
Here's the thing with Stephen Ross, just like Jerry Jones. Look, I'm around 80 years old. I got billions of dollars, but I'm not getting any younger. So what if you find me? Well, what do I care?
Exactly.
Yeah. What?
You got a big yacht. You care?
I think there's a secret society, Kerry, where it's Stephen Ross, Jerry Jones, Vince McMahon from wrestling, maybe Donald Trump as well, where they're all almost 80 years old, and they're all trying to find the fountain of youth, like all of them together. Just,
well, when they find it, will somebody please tell me?
Did anyone say anything?
I just worked out my Botox trade today.
Again, oh, my God. Are you serious? You really did Botox?
Yeah. Of course. It's endorsements. Come on.
Wait a minute. You're getting endorsed? Like, people are paying you money to put needles into your head to look younger.
Exactly. Yes. God. I promote their product, their spa, and then I go in and I get the treatment, and then like you, I go on television.
Oh my God. Oh man. I don't know if I can go to that extent.
I thought you knew this.
I thought
you knew I did this.
You know we're on the radio right now, right? You know this.
I know. I don't.
So you're.
Fuck, I'm on the radio in Florida. You don't think people use Botox in Florida? Come on.
All right. So. You sit down in a chair, and they put needles into your face, right?
Yeah, but you don't. It's such a small needle. It's like a. It's not even like a bee sting. It's really, you really don't even feel it. And then about 3 days later, you know, you look like Jack Nicholson when he was younger.
Look at you, Mister. Is that what you say in the endorsement? You're Jack Nicholson. Is that what you do? Hey, I'm Kerry James, and when I'm not on television or on the radio, I get Botox. Makes me look 10 years younger. Remember when Jack Nicholson was in Roger Corman Presents Little Shop of Horrors? That's how you can look. From 1976. Oh, man. Are you, Mr. Botox, are you ready for football to be back?
Oh, of course. Of course I'm ready for football to be back. But I was looking at the Cowboys' schedule. Hmm. And I'm a little nervous about things. And I remember I read the other day, they're like, oh, no, the Eagles, they're going to be top of the NFC East. And they just might be. Like, I'm one of those realistic Cowboy fans. I don't get excited and hopeful. I get nervous. And that's how I'm feeling going into this season.
When,
it's unusual.
Okay, so when you were in that playoff game against the Niners, and Dak Prescott, when Prescott ran, what happened?
Who doesn't know the rules? I mean, what is he, like the referee? Like, oh, I'm going to move the ball where I think it should go. Come on. I mean, know the rules, dummy. That idiot.
When that game ended, what did you do? Like, did you just turn off the TV and just sit there in the dark? Like, what happened?
I think I probably started drinking heavily.
I'll tell you. Okay. So,
Tell my girlfriend to leave and just, you know.
I don't date her anymore. That's what I imagine. I've told you this story.
She doesn't date me anymore.
Oh, okay. We're here with Kerry James.
That's fine. That's probably more fair.
I told you, one of the worst playoff losses ever is when the Bears double doinked against the Eagles. You remember this, right?
Yes.
Double doinked. So I was at my parents' house. I'm watching the game with my mom and dad. And we're all like really excited, like, yay, Bears are good. And when that double doinked, I like turned to my dad and we just looked at each other. And he's like, well, thank God we weren't at the game. That was his first thing he said. Like, just
good.
He's
smart.
Like, thank God.
Exactly.
So
God,
I told him
money on this.
I was ready to celebrate. And we were going to go out and have fun. It was like a Sunday night. And I was like, no, I have to go home now. So I literally got in my car. I turned off my cell phone. Just turned it off. Huh. Turned it off. I drove an hour north to my place.
Yes.
I turned back and I think I talked to one of my buddies, Jason, for 10 minutes. We were complaining. Didn't even listen to the radio. Just drove for an hour. I was so angry. I literally turned on my cell phone and I missed 75 text messages and about 10 phone calls. People were leaving me voicemails like condolences, like my grandma died. It was insane. Great. Football matters. All right, what game? All right.
We'll be thinking about a Virginia game too. If you want to come both for Culture Club and for the Virginia game, be thinking about the weekend for the Virginia game. Because Mark, look, Boy George will tumble for you, and the Cavaliers, they'll just tumble.
That was a terrible joke, but I will allow it.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Are you? By the way, did any ladies like come up and say anything about your T-shirt or nothing? Or they spit? What happened?
No.
They spit right in your face.
They probably liked the T-shirt. They just didn't like how disgusting I looked in it.
Here's my other thing. I try to warn people. My sister was wearing my T-shirt once, and I think she got into an argument in public.
Dr. Moses, right?
Yeah, Dr. Moses.
Dr. Moses.
So Dr. Moses she yelled at someone in public, and I was like, whoa.
You can't do that with this T-shirt.
Yeah, you can't do this. That's me. You're representing me. That guy you yelled at, he sees Mark Moses. He doesn't know your name, but he sees Mark and Moses. He's like, well, if I ever meet that guy, I'm going to punch him in the back of the head. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, but your sister's a PhD, man. Which reminds me, when do I get to meet your sister?
Never.
I've heard a lot about her.
Never.
We've been friends a long time. Mm-hmm. I think, there should be some sort of I'm mostly single.
Oh, mostly? All right. I will let someone know that comment. Say what it is.
All right.
Who would you
think about the Boy George thing, will you please? Think about the culture.
No, I'm not going to. There's no way. If Eddie Van Halen came back and he's going to play with Van Halen, I will fly up for that. That is something I'd go to. If it was like Metallica and Guns N' Roses, that'd be a good time. Okay? And what is this that's around our age? No, it's more your age. And don't forget it.
No! Oh, come on! Well, yeah, alright. Maybe, what are we, 10 years apart?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. When are we going to New York? That's the real question. I want to go to New York.
All right, let's go to a Knicks game.
Dude, forget Culture Club. Hey, I got a hotel for multiple nights in Miami Beach later this month. You come on down for that and hang out with Uncle Mark. That's what we do.
Oh, do you really? Well, I would like to if I can find, because, time won't give me time to come down to Miami.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You know what I think about you is when I watch, so I watch Stranger Things. And that's supposed to be set in it's supposed to be set in like mid 1980s, like 85, 86. And I'm like, what? This is probably Carrie in high school. This has to be the timeline, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a little younger. I try to think of timelines, right? Because you are a time traveler. All right. Carrie James, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck on your adventure to Maryland.
All right, Mark. I'll tell Boy George you said hello.